Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We are looking once again at the Alia Expo. Earlier on, I spoke to Doran Klein, the CEO of Telford. And we're now looking at how Alia helps the Jewish community emigrate to Israel for work and study purposes on the basis of this expo taking place next week. Joining us on the line now, we have Duffy Forah Kramer, who's a director of the Israel Center and Alia Shlika. Duffy, a very good afternoon to you, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No, indeed. Thank you.
Nice
for,
to be here.
Yeah, great to have you on board the afternoon overdrive, Duffy. And thanks for taking the time to join us on the program. Just to tell us more about your role at this expo taking place next week. So over to you. What can one look forward to? What one can expect?
Okay. So basically next week we are holding the expo in Cape Town. Mm-hmm. It's going to be on next Thursday on the 4th of April. And then on the following week, on the 7th and 8th of April, we will hold it here in the Israel Center, at the Biyachad.
Sure.
And basically we have lots of delegates coming from Israel. You know, many advisors and consular from like the absorption and Aliyah ministry, from the student authority, from like the medicine fields in Israel. We would like to recruit doctors to come on Aliyah. So we would like to give them all the information about the medical, system in Israel, how to get the bureaucracy around, how to get your registration if you are a doctor making Aliyah. We have many coming from different also academies, university, Bar Ilan University will be here offering many programs for students in a different MA or BA in English, English program in the university. So basically we have municipalities representative coming from Haifa, from Arad. So basically it's many, many delegates coming all together. Mm-hmm. And we will have time slots for people also to, they will give lectures. Some of the delegates will give a talk about the different Aliyah options. And also one-on-one meetings for the people that register to the expo. They can meet one-on-one in person and get all the information needed to start the process.
Indeed. So Duffy, do you have contact details where people can at least register to what you've just mentioned now? To arrange to specifically meet with whichever delegates,
right,
or whoever they specifically want to chat to?
Right. Okay. So I suggest that people will WhatsApp. We have Shelly in our Aliyah department. Her number. I can give her a number. I can share a number, and they can WhatsApp her, and she can send the registration form. Okay. Otherwise, it's you have to register in advance, and then we can share with you all the details, the physical address, and whatever. So I can share the number now if you.
Yeah,
if
please.
Okay,
so go ahead and perhaps you can also tell us, is there a site rather that one can go to? I think that's going to be easier if they can just go to a site.
Yeah. So basically we don't put it in our site, but if I can just share quickly the number, it's +27 68 583 6205. I'll repeat, +27 68 583 6205.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our Aliyah department, and
okay,
they can reach to her, Shelly, and get all the information.
Okay, so you mentioned now you specifically focused on medical needs, training, for the medical field, Duffy, earlier on. Are there any other particular fields of work which Israel right now wants to focus on regarding this Aliyah program? What is specifically being looked at?
Okay, so as I said before, we're looking for doctors because,
yes,
at the moment Israel at a war, there are many, many people, unfortunately, many injured, many soldiers that needs, you know, like, and also we need the good doctors. And here in South Africa, the level of the academic studies in medical schools is very high.
Right.
And in Israel, we are aware of it, okay? And in fact, there is also a program here by Sheba Hospital. If you know, Sheba is sending doctors, Sheba from Israel, the Tel HaShomer Hospital, which is one of the top 10 hospitals in the world, okay? It's actually a very well-known fact that it's one of the top 10 hospitals. So they send every year doctors from Israel over here to the trauma in a trauma department in Joburg Gen. Okay. And one of these doctors is back in Israel now in Barzilai Hospital, and he's coming to recruit doctors to Barzilai Hospital, which is located in Ashkelon. And basically we are thinking about like having a group of doctors joining together, coming on Aliyah together. You know, we call it in Hebrew Gar'in. Gar'in Aliyah, it's a core group of about 10 to 15 doctors coming together, doing all the process together,
okay.
Maybe even settle down together in a nice Anglo's neighborhood, okay? We have few places that we are looking now at that have Anglo's community neighborhood and Anglo's shul with more than 200 families in each shul that speaks English. So it will be very nice for the doctors to actually to be integrated into those communities, okay?
It's like a
community with a very like bonding and cozy atmosphere. And basically Sheba and Barzilai, it's only two hospitals that offer and open to recruit doctors, but all over Israel we have many other hospitals,
sure,
very high level, and we are looking to offer
Okay, Duffy, thanks so much. I'm so sorry I have to cut you short there, but we have just about run out of time. Wish we could have just unpacked that a bit further. But Duffy, thank you so much for joining us on the line, just to give us your background as to what the Israel Center and Aliyah Shlika will be up to, will be contributing to the Aliyah Expo. That's next week, Thursday the 4th in Cape Town, and on the 7th and 8th of April, it'll be in Johannesburg. So that was Telford, Doran Klein, the CEO of Telford earlier on. Daffy Foray-Kremer, thank you for joining us on the line. Daffy Foray-Kremer, Director of the Israel Center and Aliyah Shlika.